This is CPR News. I'm Matt Bloom. The Bandimere Speedway hosted its final National Hot Rod Association event this weekend. CPR's Tony Gorman has more from Morrison.
This year's Mile High Nationals will be the final NHRA event at Bandimere Speedway. The Bandimere family announced that the track is closing at the end of the season. The closure is bittersweet for racers like Tyler Jackson, who enjoyed the challenge of competing at high altitude.
There's nothing more iconic than where it is right now, up on the mountain. When the cars run, you get that echo off the mountain.
There will be more races at the track through October. The Bandimeres plan to sell the land and build a new facility near Denver International Airport in 2025. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
A temporary King Soopers closure in southeast Colorado Springs is affecting an area already considered a food desert. CPR's Southern Colorado reporter Dan Boyce says the store shut its doors nearly a month ago after asbestos was found in the building.
The store's closure leaves many southeast Colorado Springs residents with at least a 20-minute drive to reach their nearest food market. Patience Kabwasa is the executive director of local food security nonprofit Food to Power. She noted not everyone that needs groceries has a car.
These are the areas that people have more challenges, like low vehicle access, higher rates of public assistance, predominantly BIPOC or more ethnically diverse communities.
King Super says it plans to reopen the store. However, a timeline has not been given.
Dan Boyce reporting. Hot weather has prompted multiple heat advisories across the state today. In Denver and Boulder, it's going to be around 100. Public health officials say to be careful if you spend a lot of time outside, drink water, and take rests. Across the state, it'll be hot as well. Grand Junction's high around 104 in Vail and across the mountains in the mid-80s. This is CPR News. Stay with us. It's 6:06.